thank you very much for inviting me for the invite. Start of since I'm based now in Moscow, Russia, there's a famous story, anecdote. Mr. Rabinovich approaches the Communist Party headquarters with a request. He wants to emigrate. So he sits before Comrade Petrov, and you have to explain yourself. What is your reason? So he said, I have two good reasons why I can't stay in Russia anymore. It's very hard for me. What are they? So Mr. Rabinovich says, well, you know, the Communist Party is the whole strength of Russia, and Mother Russia is our land, and Comrade Lenin is providing for us, and everything is so wonderful. And I'm very worried. What are you so worried about, Mr. Rabinovich? He says, well, you know, all of our produce, everything is so wonderful, and everything is the Communist Party and the Soviet Russian socialist. So what is your problem, Mr. Rabinovich? I'm very worried. What are you worried about? Mr. Rabinovich says to Comrade Petrov, what will happen when all of this collapses? So says, Mr. Rabinovich, the USSR will never collapse. That's my second problem, Mr. Petrov. we're in a long, deep goddess. A goddess which has sent us various different countries, different different setups, different social situations. And we've been struggling with this situation for many generations. I'd like to discuss a little bit what is the mahut of Golos, what's the concept of Golos, and what does it mean for the way we address it. There's in the Rishanas we say Rishana Goyla Vesuva. Goyla Vesuva is are twinned together. Goyla refers to the concept of Golos, and Suva refers to Yisurim. Goyla Vesuva. There's two different types of Yisurim which are twinned together. One is called Golos and one is called Yisurim. Yisurim we know more about. Yisurim we automatically relate to difficulties, to pain, which is in a way objective. We can say a situation is called Yisurim. We can say that this is called Musar, and this is a situation which is difficult for a person to live through. It is pain. And it's something which is there to help us grow and to help us clean our vedas. Golos is similarly in the near that's described quite clearly. Yecheskel is described very clearly how Golos is there to help us clean us and to bring us to the madriga that we should be able to return to the matzav of connectivity of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas Golos is not an objective. Golos is a concept and it's an attitude. In other words, a golos is not necessarily a situation which one can quite clearly describe as yisurim, as difficulties, as pain. It is an attitude of lack of connectivity to Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Torah mitzvot, which makes us feel and accept situations as difficult. This is an example of an attitude of Golos, which one can necessarily doesn't necessarily look at it the right way. We had recently a case of a girl in Moscow who goes to a non-Jewish school, is going to go to a non-Jewish university, and the difficulties with Shabbos, the difficulties with Yom Tov. There are those. Over all the years, although there wasn't accepted, they managed to get round. They managed to get out of going to school on Shabbos, and they managed to have degrees and to go up even with keeping Shabbos. And there were tkufas when there were many families who kept Pesach. They had matzahs even when the times were difficult. all of these situations depended on the resolve and on the attitude of the people involved. And this particular girl was very upset about an interesting point. She'd been learning about Yiddishkeit, she'd becoming close, and she had met a few people who, to be able to not go to college on Shabbos, they every time they had to come up with a different excuse. I wasn't well, couldn't come, and various different stories. And she was disturbed. There was discussion about Emes, and she was disturbed. How can we use sheker? How can we use sheker to keep the Torah mitzvahs? That doesn't make sense. How can it be that there's a situation of Golos today where one has to use not the right means to be able to keep Torah mitzvahs? That doesn't fit together. And there's various ways of explaining what the concept of sheker and emes is. But there's one point which I made, which is an interesting point of attitude. I said to her, you're not lying to keep Torah mitzvahs. You're lying to keep the university. It depends how you look at it. The Torah mitzvahs is, if Torah mitzvahs is a given, and the university is something which maybe is important to your livelihood, something which you have to do. So if the situation says you have to try and do something to be able to go to university, so that's the part which you're lying for. You're not lying for the Torah mitzvahs. And it's an attitude which is sometimes the difficulty in the goal is sometimes the attitude itself. In Yechezkel, the pasuk says that Kodesh Baruch Hu describes a situation of Golos which Klal Yisrael feels on their side, which Kodesh Baruch Hu says is not really that way. As two points, there's an aspect of Geirushin and an aspect of Shichru Avodim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel Anovi that I didn't give you a get Shichru, and I didn't give you, and I didn't, and I wasn't Megarishin. Klal Yisrael from their side were in a situation where they were feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megarish them, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had freed them from Avdus. There's two very clear aspects over here. There's Avdus and there's a connection of marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avdus is a shibudim which we have. The shibudim is on the Torah mitzvah aspect, and the gerushin is referring to the feeling of the connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again in Golos we might feel. And Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying clearly that this is all a misconception. The fact is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not give us any get shichur, did not give us any gerushin. We're not freed and we're not separated from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whereas the attitude is there, and the attitude is the muhus of Golos. When one grapples and when deals with with Golos, there are some things which one is not allowed to fight, so to speak, and say, we have to fight the situation of Golos. We have to be we have to return ourselves to what we were supposed to be, and it's quite clear in the psukim that one is not allowed to not allowed to fight the symptoms of Golos, whereas. On the other hand, the situation of Golos is there to build and to help us return, to help us connect back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. How does this work? The Targum says on the pasuk Nov and Nod Ba'aretz. Nov and Nod Ba'aretz is a pasuk which is referring to Kain. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that he has to go into Golos. He has to be Nov and Nod Ba'aretz. Nod is translated in the Targum as Golos Gale. No, the not mitaltel the galay. In other words, the movement of not is referred to as galay. Galay, in fact, is waves. And the shevish here is waves, and waves is a lashon of gol, and also by yogel es ha'even me'al pi ha'er be'er is rolling. There's an aspect of a rolling effect of golos, which means that. And once we have left the situation of connectivity of the Zman Beis HaMikdash, we're in a matter of rolling, and we're rolling on, and we're rolling further and further. And rolling is a natural situation. We can't stop rolling. Once the ball is rolling, it rolls on. And the distance which we have gone in all these years is far, it's a big distance. Once we're rolling, so we have to realize that our work in Golus is there to help us to help us grow. Why is that? When we're in Israel, when we're in a situation of Brit HaMikdash, there are many positive aspects which help us and which push us to grow in the right directions. The Brit HaMikdash is there, the standard mitzvahs are there, and the standard activities of Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, and when we do mitzvahs, we're walking in the direction, and we're growing in the direction which the Torah gives us. Whereas when we're in Golus, because we are rolling away from all of this, and we're losing this connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so our work is there to help us keep the Torah mitzvahs in the basic way, and the effort which we have to put in is helping us grow. Now, we are not going to put in effort, and we're not going to be growing in a positive way if we didn't have the Golus in this situation, because the Golus is, we are feeling that we're rolling, and we have a feeling of a certain amount of despair, one would say, of rolling away from where we're supposed to be, and that is what's pushing us to hold tight and to build ourselves into a framework of Torah mitzvahs as it should be, even though we're in the midst of where we are. There's a Pele Yoetz who asked an interesting question. Pele Yoetz asks, the Gemara has the two Gemaras. There's more than two Gemaras. There's many Gemaras about Golus. One of most of the Gemaras, I would say, refer to Golus as something which is good for Klal Yisrael, something which is building for Klal Yisrael. In fact, the Golus of Mitzrayim was the foundation of Klal Yisrael. Other Mauritian was the first Goyle when he was thrown out of Gan Eden, and that was there to help him return to the master of Adam Rishon Lifnei Achet, and that's there with us till today. And Golus is there, which is something which is building and helping us keep where we're supposed to be. As we're explaining, rolling in a situation which is natural in Golus, we're not static, we're moving, and we're moving away from where we're supposed to be, and we are. In, the deeper we go into the Golus, the bigger the challenges are, and diverse the challenges are to help us. And these challenges are there to help us put in effort, and to push us to put in effort to stay where we're supposed to be. whereas, in fact, the Gemara in one place says that the Golus is mekalkel all the midas of Klal Yisrael. So, periyotah, how do these two fit together? If Golus is there to help us, and the Golus is there to clean us, and the Golus is there to input effort into our Avodas Hashem, which will help us stay where we're supposed to be. Where does this fit in with the Chazal, which says that Golus is mekalkel to the midas of Klal Yisrael? The Tzadikim says an interesting chiluk, which he was referring to in his time and his place. The Tzadikim lived in Italy. And he was referring to the difference in the Golus of the emancipation of the countries where he was living, and of the Muslim countries, Turkey, etc., where a lot of the Golus was in those days. The Pedagogy says that the Golus of difficulties of the Muslim states in his days was service. There was pain. There was people were locked up. People were hit. People were killed even, and that was a type of Golus where the sviva, the atmosphere which they were in, was not necessarily a sviva which was anti what the Torah was telling you to do. And it wasn't a situation which was pulling people away from the ruach of Torah. It was a difficulty which was pulling people away from the comfort involved in a pleasant life. Whereas the Torah aspect of it was strengthened and is strengthened by such a Golus, because when you have to fight to be able to keep Torah mitzvahs, when you have to be tough to be able to continue with your life according to what you're supposed to be doing, that is a situation which is helping build Am Yisrael and keep us strong in the Golus. Whereas in the countries where there was too much freedom, and the countries where in fact the freedom was also a reason for the goyim to be living in a way which is so different and so far from the way a Jew is supposed to be living, this situation of Golus is very bad. This type of Golus is something which pulls Yidden away from the derech they're supposed to be, derech hatera. They're living in a situation where they're free to do what they want. In a way, they are free to keep Torah, in a way. Whereas the difficulties in this type of godless is not the physical difficulties in keeping Torah, it's the difficulty in keeping Torah because because the attitude and the atmosphere around is so far from that. One could say, according to what we're saying, also that the difficulty is the lack of effort required. When it's not, the effort here is on a plane which is much different. It's not a physical effort. It's not an effort to try and physically keep Torah mitzvahs. It's an effort to keep distant and to stay different from the attitude which is around us. This godless is much more difficult, and this godless is something which even Chazal say is detrimental. So, what is the answer? And this type of godless is much closer to the godless which we are suffering today. There are lots of improvements, one could say, in the attitude of going towards us, but in our attitude towards going on around us. This is the difficult part. This is the part where we have to stay strong in a conceptual way, not in a physical way. What is the Eitzah? So Periyot has a certain Eitzah which he says himself is not necessarily practical. He says, move away. Well, move to Turkey. Now, in a situation of where we can say, you know, there's an actual sakona, obviously that's not allowed. One should definitely try it, as the Rambam says, one has to move into an area, one has to move into a community where the ruach is a ruach of Torah, which is gonna keep us strong in our attitude towards Yiddishkeit and the midas and the character of a Jew, which is not supposed to be similar to the character of a goy in the Western world. Again, moving away is not necessarily an option for us. So what is the option? And what attitude is one allowed to work with? So again, as far as the philosophical aspect is concerned, there's been days and there's been attitudes of how far is a Jew supposed to be fighting with the goal, so to speak. when we look at the way we live today and the way we lived even in this city 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, there is a difference. Jews live in a much more open way, and one would say even a less godless way. Is this right or is this wrong? This is again an issue which we're not going to bring any maskonos now. but there's definitely a clear cut difference of fighting the concept within ourselves. In other words, when a Yid is in Golos, he's not supposed to be pulling himself out of the Golos. We know that from Sukkim, and we know that from Chazal, you're not supposed to be fighting your way out of Golos. You're in the Golos because that's where you're supposed to be, not how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be fighting with something within yourself. In other words, whether being openly Jewish, less openly Jewish in different situations, that's not necessarily the aspect of fighting the Golos itself. I think if one is fighting the Metzias of Goyim, making things difficult for us, that is not with something which we're supposed to be doing. That's clear. We're not here to stop anti-Semitism, and we're not going to stop it necessarily by whichever means we can try. If we're talking about a situation of sakona, we're talking about a situation of serious difficulties for keeping Torah mitzvot, that is something which we should be working on. But again, the conceptual side of Golos is something which we are supposed to be working on, because that is the tachlis of Golos. We are supposed to be working on the mitzvah within ourselves, of strengthening ourselves against the tide of what's going on around us. the word Golos, the description of the Targum, there's a rolling aspect and there's also a swinging aspect, as in galim, as in waves, which is a swinging aspect of ups and downs. And again, the goddess is always in a swinging situation. It goes better, it goes worse, it goes up, it goes down. And the movement, just as the rolling movement, is something which we can't stop. This movement is also something which we can't stop. There's nothing we can do about it. It's only Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvedo v'atmo who can take us and bring us back. we can't stop the rolling aspect of the Golos which is with us. There's a famous situation of Rabbi Avrom, the son of the Rambam, who writes that he had to make differences within his kehila, even of Dina de Gemara, even Minhogim, which he had to adapt to the situation of Golos which they were in. Adaptions have to sometimes take place because this is a sign. Because we are in Golos and that's where we're supposed to be, this is a sign that we are supposed to be that we are supposed to be fighting with the various things which are difficult for us at that time to be able to keep Torah and Mitzvot. Not fighting with the actual symptom, but working within ourselves to strengthen in these aspects. The fact that in the time of the Beis Hamikdash we had very clear, and we had even clear Nevuos, which told us which aspects we should be working on at different times, that doesn't exist in the situation of Golos. And in fact, the aspect of where the ball is rolling in Golos at this particular moment in time is what we're supposed to, that's the challenge which we're supposed to be working on. I don't know how many of you are, but I'm working in a particular chinuch situation where a lot of us are working even within our own homes also in a generation where the ball is rolling so fast that it's very difficult to give any sort of direction. The amount of difference which is happening within 10 years, even 5 years in our generation is something which is a big, big challenge. And a challenge which is in the home, it's in the school, it's in the community, and it's a challenge which we can't run away from, because the ball is going to continue rolling. That is the materials of Golos. And the fact that the ball is picking up speed is perhaps a big sign that we're coming to the end of this Golos, Baruch Hashem. But we have to face the challenge. The speed of how fast we have to run to be able to catch up with the next generation, to be able to catch up with where we're supposed to be facing this chinuch challenge, is something which is again a sign of this Golos. We have the kashon, the Chofetz Chaim. It's a famous question which one may come up with in any discussion with somebody more modern, I would say, or particularly of Zionist direction. That there's a big kasha. A lot of people have tainus on various new directions in Judaism, called Zionism one example. That it's wrong to select and to make a whole Torah out of one part of Torah mitzvah, and to in that aspect in fact take away from the concentration on the other part of Torah mitzvah. And some people ask that the Chofetz Chaim did the same thing. The Chofetz Chaim at one point of his life made a whole project of the Shmiras HaLashon. And Shmiras HaLashon is one mitzvah, and there are many things which we have to grapple with in our everyday lives, and to make such an aesthetic out of one thing. And it wasn't just the Chofetz Chaim. There are many different examples in our history where we find one particular Tana, one particular Amora took on a particular project and made a whole aesthetic out of it. There is, of course, a fundamental explanation and difference. The fact that in a particular time in Golos, the ball is rolling in a certain direction, or it's swinging in a certain matter, and the fact that it's rolling means that it's rolling on to the next thing, and it's swinging means it's going to swing back to an opposite situation in the near future. And every situation where it is at the moment is mechayvas. And that is the whole purpose of this. The whole purpose of this Golos is to make it mechayev us to face particular challenges which are there in different generations, different times. And the Chofetz Chaim faced the challenge in the right way in his time. And in fact, I heard 15 years ago there was a talk from a Pesach Kron. Pesach Kron, he also has a. He was saying an interesting thing. He said the Chofetz Chaim's times, the challenge and the project was Shmiras HaLoshon. He said the ball is rolled on. The next word in the pasuk is Mesvatecho Midaber Mirma. He says today's challenge is Sheker. Today's challenge is teaching the generation to say the truth. Okay, we've had, you know, we have Shmiras HaLoshon groups, we have missions and clubs, and Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of awareness. And that was the Zechus of the Chavetz Chaim. But the ball is rolled on. We're holding ready by Svetach Mitab Mirma. I don't know where we're holding today. But the Maisa, the situation of catching up with the Golos is a challenge which we have to face, and we have to realize that it's rolling on. We have to face each day as it is. Just to finish a short just really few, which happened to me now, just as an example of where, what we're working with, and what type of attitudes we have around us, which we are challenged with today. I'm challenged with a slightly different situation in the Russian mentality here. It's very very normal. If you go to the London Underground, for instance, they have a lost property section. there's around 10,000 umbrellas a month, as far as I remember from statistics many years ago. there's a very interesting range of things people leave on buses, from shoes to laptops to whatever, and you can claim your lost property. I was in the airport on the way out from Russia 2 days ago, and I went through security and I left my pen on the table over there, you know, to, as you go through, take out metal objects from your pockets, etc. In some places you almost have to get undressed fully, but I went through and I went out and I took my bag and I got down to the gate and I realized I didn't have my pen on me. So I went back to the security and said, do you see my pen? So the fellow said to me, well, my pen was in his pocket. And in fact, what's perhaps interesting to note, also in the Palayot, which is very nugia maybe to the English goddess, so to speak, the Palayot writes that one is supposed to use the goddess to help us grow. And he says one is not allowed to run away from the goddess. On the contrary, one is supposed to accept the goddess, the Simcha and the Ahava, and to work on it. And he says it's even the best way to work on it is in aspects of Torah mitzvahs. What does he mean? if somebody wakes up in the morning, everybody knows the Englishman's house is his castle, and you know he feels a certain amount of security and a certain amount of comfort, which is very difficult to get out. And he says, you have to go out, you know, I'll just give examples of today. One has to go out in the morning to daven. One has to go out to mincha to daven. One has to go out to take the children to school, to bring them back, to do a mitzvah, to help somebody. All these situations, the situations where if one is mechaven, one is yais to golus. And it's important to what the kavanas are. If a person gets up in the morning, he says, I'm leaving the house now to go to shachris, and I'm going to makai myself, have a goyil in kohen Torah. That's the goddess, that is the best goddess which we can use, and that is a situation if somebody realizes that he's putting himself in a certain amount of uncomfort, and it is an uncomfort, it's a difficulty, it's not easy, and it's the inertia which one has to put in, and this is something which is the best way of using the goddess towards the means of Torah, because you're actually using it directly to go to daven, to go to do a mitzvah, to go and help somebody, to go take children to school. It's all this to go out to learn. When sometimes it's easier to sit at home and learn and read the sefer, but you know that the quality will be better if you go to the Beit Medrash, you go to Chavrusa. All these situations are situations where we're using the goddess in such a positive way directly for kiyum Torah mitzvahs. this is the best way to advance in the internal concept of ourselves. It's not fighting with the goddess in the symbolic way. It's not fighting with the goddess in the symptomic way. We're actually fighting with the goddess within ourselves, and that is the right way. Shukra.
Кадавид, 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 Кадавид,